What is up, guys? It is Dylan Laporte here, back to you. So welcome, and thanks for tuning in this fine morning. I actually recorded this podcast like 3 days ago, and it turned out that one was crap, and I only made it about 25 minutes in until I keeled over. it wasn't great, and I hate when I jump into things that I haven't planned, haven't even done yet. I didn't even write down anything for that podcast. I just like, all right, let's do it, and I was like, no, this is gonna fail miserably. I was like looking on my phone for stuff to talk about. It was horrible. As I was scrolling, I couldn't think of more to talk about as I was talking about the other subject, and I couldn't find a new subject to talk about. I just didn't plan at all for that podcast, and I ended up just deleting the file, so none of you guys will ever hear that file. But I'm trying to make this a more structured podcast, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I been moving a lot. Been moving a lot. It's been an okay week. It's just a lot of moving. My brother got back from Colorado from his week and a half trip. Doing great. Asked him a bunch of questions. What was he doing? Why was he doing it? I was interrogating him. No, I wouldn't say that. And he went to Colorado. I went to Radford for my orientation. That was fun, actually. I had a lot of fun doing that. I got my classes. I'm now enrolled in Radford University, and it's only gonna cost about $300 per semester, which is amazing. Who said college is expensive? I know. Radford certainly wasn't my first choice, but it was my third, and it's still a good choice. And I just hope that. My journalism, major in journalism, will be fulfilled and I can thrive there. But we'll definitely see. My room is, I currently have my mattress on the floor. I still wanted to keep this stuff and my TV and stuff. I'll be moving that all tomorrow. But this is the last podcast I will do at this house, and video I will ever do at this house. You'll see me in a different room next time, and hopefully everything is all set up in that room and I can just easily do it after that Monday. I should start living at the new house Saturday, but we'll definitely see about that. So, without further ado, you know what time it is. This is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I post a MP3 on iTunes, SoundCloud, podcasting apps throughout the place. For SoundCloud, just look up soundcloud.com/Dylan_Laporte, and on iTunes or any podcasting apps, just look up the title of this, just look up the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast, or look up my name, Dylan Laporte, in the search on iTunes. It'll be the first result and the only result that pops up. To find the video, if you want to see this amazing face that's currently exhausted right now, due to all the moving, go to youtube.com/C, the letter C, and then Dylan Laporte. Oh, God. There's somebody else with my name, so make sure you don't click on him. He has like a tiger for his emblem. And then, yeah, if you want to donate, please donate. Throw me a couple bucks. You do not have to at all. It just helps me make these videos more higher quality, and hopefully, will be let me be able to afford Spotify Pro Unlimited. I think that's the plan to keep these podcasts rolling. That's definitely what I want to do, and build this up to something big and bright. And I hope you guys can be a part of that. I won't be opening up a Patreon here soon because I need more experience and more things to do. But if you want to throw me a couple bucks, go to youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. And again, youtube.streamlabs/DylanLepore. So, with our first topic of today, I just watched the Uncharted The Lost Legacy E3 extended gameplay that they showed behind closed doors at the E3 during E3, and then they finally released it a couple days ago. And it's pretty awesome. It's the ending was just enough to keep me wanting more. It was really good. I'm glad this is not a DLC. This is its own standalone thing. Kind of like First Light, if you go back to the Infamous, when Infamous came out. Second Son? Infamous Second Son, yes. That's the title. Yes. Moving on. Uncharted: The Lost Legacy. Pretty cool. You have to play as Chloe. And God, I can't remember her name. The girl that she's with and your enemy in Uncharted 4. I think it starts with Nadine. Nadine? Yeah, that's her name, Nadine. She is actually useful. She was actually punching people. She was actually killing people. She would kill people in like one shot. She would do, for the most part, she was doing most of the work in the Lost Legacy the demo I saw. And yeah, she was kicking some butt. There was that classic scene where you're going up behind two guys and they'll be like, "I got the one on the left. All right, you get the one on the right." But Nadine just went up there and took them both out, which is something you have to wait for. But that was actually pretty cool that they finally put a twist on that, which was pretty nice. But yeah, overall, it's pretty awesome. There was a giant scene where a truck comes in, their usual big truck with the big machine guns, like most Uncharted games. Have you always been chased? There was a, what was that? It was the, it's similar to the tank scene. If you played Uncharted 2, the tank scene in the village, where the tank is like running through, crashing through stuff. I believe it's, yeah, it's one tank. You have to kill it with three rockets. But yeah, the tank's going through the village and stuff, and you have to take out the tank. But yeah, that was, it's very similar to that. But overall, I'm pretty excited for it, and I don't know what the price is, but I do know it's coming out August 22nd. And I think along with that, a bunch of online multiplayer Uncharted 4 stuff is coming too, like a whole load of stuff. And also the original, if you played Uncharted 2, if you played Uncharted 2's multiplayer, you go back, they've implemented a new feature where you can have the exact original multiplayer, which I always liked. I thought it was fun. I had one whole summer where I was just playing that nonstop. Now I do that with Destiny. But I haven't played Destiny in a while. I digress. But yeah, they're coming out with the original gameplay mode on Uncharted 4. You can go catch that. I think it's August 22nd when all that's dropping. They're dropping skins, guns. It's a lot. It's a ton of stuff. Like, go on to PlayStation blog. And you'll find everything I am talking about probably there. Not everything, though. Stay tuned. Next up, so there's this game I got from the iPad on my iPad a couple years ago. It's called Lil, I want to say Lil Child of Goose. It's only one game, I believe, and I guess people started to like it because I got it for free on my iPad a long time ago, and I played it, and my iPad was the game took up a lot of memory, so and I didn't have that good of an iPad, but I could probably redownload it and play it on my new iPad I just got for graduation. Thanks, mom and dad. but yeah, the game was actually pretty cool, I guess. It was kind of like a saving the environment kind of thing. It you talk to architecture, like these t architecture guys. They it was like so it was like pieces of architecture attached to like vines, and that's what made a guy, and each one was a different color and stuff, and you would talk to all of them. It was a pretty big game on my iPad. I was pretty surprised, but I don't remember much about it at all, honestly. But if you do pre-order it, you get a free theme, not really free if it's a pre-order bonus. I would just say pre-order bonus. They say free theme. I would say pre-order bonus. It makes it sound actually what it means. But yeah, Little Child of Goose, that's coming out, and that I don't know the release date for that, but I know it's coming out, and you guys should check it out or play it on your iPad. But I believe the PS4 version is going to look better. And of course, it's gonna look better, but I meant play better, because the controls were kind of stiff for me on the iPad. It would be like you turn to the left and then you walk forward, you turn to the right, then walk forward. Not like Resident Evil type of way, but it was just that kind of movement that was just too stiff. And hopefully they, why well, they probably did changed a lot about it transferring over to the PS4. And I like that they're doing these big these indie games on the iP these big these actual big indie games that are on the iPad and they're transferring over to the PS4. I like that they're doing that, and they should definitely keep doing that because I like playing these games, and I hope they do well, little child of goose. But yeah, good game, and I hope it does well. But next up, the PS Plus double discount is happening, and there's some pretty amazing deals on there. You can get games up to 80% off. So there's a sale going on right now, and there's a PlayStation Plus is doing a sale on top of that, so you get a double dip. Shoot, score. Amnesia Collection, Darksiders 2, Hitman, Battlefield 4, The Witcher 3, Lego Harry Potter, Duke Nukem 3D, Outlast, Bully, BioShock, and more. Actually, over plus 160 games that are being discounted. This double dip up to 80% off, and it ends tomorrow on the 27th. Which I would definitely check out before it goes because there's some amazing deals on there. I'm probably gonna pick a couple up, maybe even BioShock because some of the games are like $8, $4. God, PlayStation is amazing with these sales, and it will end. I said Tuesday on the 27th, and it will end on 11 a.m. Eastern time or 9 a.m. Pacific time. So make sure you get on those sales. Definitely check those out. PlayStation has always been good with the sales. I mean, like they're like hands down, like the closest, the only ones that are closest to Steam sales. Steam sales do have the advantage of. Steam sales are crazy. I don't. PlayStation Master Race, we all know that. This is a PlayStation podcast. So what are you doing? But PlayStation is really good with these sales, and I hope they definitely do keep them up because they are amazing, and they just keep coming and coming and coming. Especially, get the PlayStation Plus games, guys. Just do it. Just pick up the PlayStation Plus games. Like, seriously, pick them up. I think when I checked, because when I get my PlayStation Plus games, I actually go online and I pick them up there. And what I also like about that is that not that all the games are listed online there, but also it gives me the total amount of how much all those games actually cost on the PlayStation Store right now. And it was like $130, $160 worth of games. And if you pay $60 a year for PlayStation Plus, you got paid back more than double the amount, which is crazy. And I love PlayStation Plus so much. But nowadays, you actually do not need a PlayStation Plus for a lot of games. You do need them for Destiny, but actually, there's a list online. There's a couple lists, not official lists, but there are lists online that detail a lot of free-to-play games, but also a lot of AAA games too. Do online. Technically, Destiny does do it, but it blocks a lot of stuff that you can't do online. And I need a sip of this delicious water that's in a Diet Coke bottle. That's the stuff, man. Good morning, America. No, wait, what? This is not that show. But definitely check out the PlayStation Plus. I believe on PS4, it's Life is Strange. That's the big 01. I don't know. The big 01. But I'll definitely check those out, and make sure you check out the sale, because BioShock. I think BioShock's like $8. I think that was $8. Other stuff is $8. More stuff. Bully. I still want to play Bully. I've never played Bully. And yeah, that is about it for the sales. Moving on to media. Media remake for media remake. Can't read my own handwriting. Media remote for the PlayStation 4. So it's finally coming out. Much similar to the PlayStation 3 media remote. That was much longer. This one is kind of this big, maybe, I don't know, maybe this big. The PS3 one was like this long. I think it's still up for grabs at Target. I don't know why I had to mention that, but this one's actually pretty cheap. So far, it releases on July 18th this year, and runs at $25, which is not bad at all. And it's made by the official PlayStation's official license accessory company, PDP. They made a whole bunch of PS Vita accessories I bought, and they made a whole bunch of PS4 controllers, and I think they made my Battlefield 4 controller. I don't know, but yeah, they're really good with accessories, and I'll definitely check out this media player if you're looking for some easy, more. It's connected through Blu-ray, and it just is easier access to. If you just want to spend a night Netflix and chilling, whatever you use for that terminology, Netflix and chill. Some people take it a different way, some people take it another way. I just think of Netflix and watching Netflix and relaxing, whatever floats your boat, weirdo. But that's what I think about it. But this simple, intuitive controller, a PS4 media remote, perfect for the whole family. Whoa. Sleek and compact design. Access all essential controls under one thumb. Jesus, wow, that's revolutionary. Connects via Bluetooth uses Bluetooth to control your PS4 system. I wonder if anything will ever replace Bluetooth. I don't know. Dedicated PS4 buttons, including the most important buttons for navigating system menus and apps, including the action buttons, share options, and PS4 buttons. So, essentially, this $25 controller can be used as a real controller. Now, you don't have thumbsticks, so that narrows a lot of games down, sadly, but yeah. If you find some indie games that don't use thumbsticks, you can probably play games with the PS4 Media Player remote, which is pretty cool. Maybe there's an app that won't allow you to do it, but I think that's actually pretty cool if somebody does it because of course you can, because people played Rock Band on the PS4 in Destiny multiplayer, which was a epic video. I'd recommend checking that out. But app controller, at launch, the Media Remote will be fully compatible with most apps on PlayStation 4 system. So basically Netflix, Spotify, you name it, they do it. You get that thing, you know. But I hope it's good, and I think I might pick it up. It's cheap. It's $25. $25 freaking. You guys can afford $25 worth of a controller. I'm sure you guys got it. But moving on. So, let's get into some information about the PS4 Pro. So, as you guys know, the PS4 Pro is not truly 4K. And it's $400. Original price of the PS4. Now the PS4 is like 200 and something. I'm not sure. But it's cheap. I bought my PS4 for almost day one. Almost day one. It's like a month after. A couple months after. But my PS4 Pro. I don't have a PS4 Pro. A PS4 Pro. I have a PS4 original. A PS4 Pro is not native 4K, and it's $400. So let's let that sink in for a while. It's not native 4K, but it's like 4K, and it's $400. You can have the same experience. That's good enough. I mean, it looks great, and it's a system that I would recommend getting. They just came with the gold and silver one. But let's talk about Xbox. Let's flip the switch a little bit. So Xbox, and E3, they were saying Xbox native 4K. Xbox native 4K. They've been advertising it as the most powerful console, and it is. Right now, it is the most powerful console. And they've been talking about it, and they've been discussing, and all the advertisements, and all the 100 billion times we've seen world premiere and exclusive at Xbox's E3 press conference. I was going to kill myself next time that somebody said exclusive. There's a video about it. That's pretty funny. But they kept saying native 4K, and they talked about 4K, and all this stuff about 4K. They were streaming in 4K, and somebody with a high-end PC with a whole bunch of components that enable it to have the best 4K experience, and somebody, and that guy was streaming the press conference in 4K. You can see the tech behind what they were doing with that advancements. So people have discovered that Xbox One X isn't native 4K. It's using a technique called checkerboarding, which allows us to see to see more while seeing less. I'm not a PC, excuse me, I had a burp. I'm not a PC guy, but if you know what checkerboarding is, you know what checkerboarding is. You can always look it up online. But it's essentially not smooth lines, and it's not as smooth when you zoom in. It's not as smooth, and it's more boxy than most stuff. And day one, thanks you Twitter. I forgot to turn off my phone. Follow me at Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me at Twitter. So when you look up Twitter, you'll see my name. Follow me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos for all the funny and opinions, because funny and opinions is what I do. Thank you for tuning in to the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. If you didn't remember, that's what you're watching. So, day one, PS4 Pro, they were saying they use checkerboarding. Day one. And they didn't lie. They know it's not native 4K. It's like 4K. They kept saying it's like 4K. Trust me. If you're PlayStation and you're watching this, trust me. They've said the 4K. But with Xbox, they kept saying native 4K. They kept saying pushing 4K. They've never mentioned anything about checkerboarding, anything about not being as 4K as you might think. And so by this, it's not native 4K, and it's $500. And the graphics look amazing on it. The graphics, I'm not gonna deny, the graphics don't look amazing. The graphics look stellar, and what they can fit in that box is freaking amazing. What they can fit in that tiny console is incredible. It starts with an M. Their Morse system, whatever they use for the circuitry, and their giant fan and the liquid cooling. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And they even still fit the battery in the system, which is incredible. And it's an amazing system. I'm not gonna deny that. It is more important about exclusives, but hey. We'll talk about those another day. but it is a powerful console, and but it's not native 4K. And is that something you might, because people are complaining about the price, and not everybody thinks every a lot of people don't think the price is fair, and a lot of people say the price is a good price for what's in the system. And I'm kind of on the fence between that. There are some stakes I can say $500. So this is what I'm going to say about that. $500. Why pay $500 for this Xbox One system? And I don't even play Xbox. My brother does. But I know enough to be no Xbox. If Xbox is $500, and it used checkerboarding, and it's not native 4K, but it looks crisp and clean. But I can also play the games I like on a PS4 Pro, and it's $400, and it's used checkerboarding, just like Xbox not being native 4K. Now, maybe it is on some games, maybe lower indie games, maybe. But not on high-end AAA games, because if everybody was assuming, like, so it can run 60 frames per second, right? But why isn't Destiny 2 60 frames per second? Is this dividing the consoles? If PlayStation were doing that. Or, I mean, not place it. If Bungie was doing that, because they don't want people to switch over to Xbox because their partnership with PlayStation, that is bad for them. But it's not like if they're not doing it, like they can do it, but we don't know why they're not. And maybe it's because of the two different separate consoles, and they more relying on PlayStation, even though their exclusives are not that great. But you hopefully get my point at this. So I would go with the PS4 Pro because it's cheaper. Because it's cheaper. It's not native 4K, but it has checkerboarding, and it's still crisp and clean. But if you do want Xbox, it's crisper, cleaner, but it still has checkerboarding and not native 4K. But I like the exclusive, so I'm going to stick with the exclusives. And I hope this little jab at PlayStation enlightened you about the Xbox One. Because I wanted to discuss about the Xbox One, because I felt like this was important to tell you guys and clarify some things about Xbox. Because Xbox, I don't want companies like to make money, and that's how companies stay alive. So I wanted to clarify some things for you, and I wanted to make things clearer and shift the marketing views they gave you and enlighten you with the marketing views now with the information I'm giving you. I hope that enlightens you a little bit, and I hope that spread the word. I hope it makes you spread the word, because I don't want these false lies. I said that twice today. I don't know why. Now and late, some hours ago, I said false lies. That doesn't make any sense. False lies. These lies, semi lies. But Xbox One does use checkerboarding, is not native 4K. It's $500, and PS4 Pro is $400, does checkerboarding. So take that how you will, but I like to take that with everything I've got. So there wasn't much news in the PlayStation universe today. So let's move on to some... I'm going to try out this new segment. We're going to see how this segment goes. Maybe I'll start looking at the a list of games that come out on the PlayStation blog email. Maybe I'll check out those, and I'll maybe do that on my next podcast. But right now, let's move on to a new segment I want to try. What you playing, what you watching, what you reading and listening to. It's a average segment. Lots of people do it. But hey, let's put my own spin on it and tell some interesting stories for you Monday morning PlayStation podcast listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Keep listening. Let's move on. Drink your coffee yet? Because you'll need it. So, I'm playing. I'm not really playing anything at all since I've been moving. I have a game on a review. It's about a blind woman that is trying to find clues and is a detective, I guess. And I'm not sure about the game, but start of the P, I think, and I'm pretty excited to start playing it. It's an interesting take on horror games. You have to tap around to hear the echoes, and it's actually pretty cool. It's like a Daredevil type thing, but you see blue instead of red. But it's pretty cool, and I can't wait to start playing it and make a review of it for BrutalGamer.com for all your brutally honest news and reviews and video game content. I freelance write for them, and they're nice guys, and I hope I get to play that game soon, hopefully this weekend, after I move and crap. But you know, and crap. So watching, I got to watch The Thing recently, and oh my God, I finally got to watch the, what is it, the 80s theme? 80s theme? What? 80s The Thing. And it was John Carpenter's The Thing, and it was incredible. I loved every second of that movie from the beginning, from the very end. The end is so mysterious, but I think I know who it is. If you've seen The Thing, you know what I'm talking about. Kurt Russell is amazing, as always. Kurt Russell is one of my favorite actors. I love him in him and John Carpenter are like him and John Carpenter are like the best Hollywood duo director and actor I've ever seen. They're so great together, and I love their movies. What is it? I'm trying to think of the movie. What is it? Big Troubles in Little China. Let me know what the official title of that is. Big Times, Little China, something. That is one of my other favorite movies. That movie is amazing. And the ending with that, too. The monster pops out. That actually scared me, because I didn't. Freaking jump scares. I was expecting it, but I was like, a little. I shaked on the video. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. Please subscribe. Yeah, him and John Carpenter are amazing together, and Kurt Russell, you need to start making some of those old movies again. I still need to see Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. But I also been watching a lot of Norm Macdonald on YouTube recently, and it's been a hilarious trip. He is. I don't know why I haven't watched him before on YouTube, because I always like watch. I watch Bill Burr, I watch Louis C.K. and stuff, and I don't know why I haven't watched Norm Macdonald. If you, I think he does a podcast. I think I haven't subscribed to it yet, but I haven't looked at it. I've been watching so many YouTube videos of him recently. It's each video I watch is even more hilarious than the next. The one about his wife is a battle axe, and how he's deeply closeted. He's a deeply closeted gay man on Conan. That was pretty hilarious. But one of his story jokes I like is that so a frog goes into a bank for a loan. Yes, a frog goes into a bank for a loan. He meets the consultant he talks to about the loan. She has a name tag, and it says Whack on it. She's Miss Whack. So the frog goes up to Miss Whack and asks for a loan, and Miss Whack was like, "What? You're a frog. Why do you want a loan?" And the frog was like, "I want a loan. I don't. I want a loan for something. Maybe $1,000. But I want a loan." And Mrs. Whack says, "Okay. What's your name?" And the frog says, "Kermit." And she says, "What? Are you Kermit the Frog? You can't be Kermit the Frog." And she says, "No, I'm not. I mean," he says, "No, I'm not. I'm a Kermit Jagger. My father was Mick Jagger, and he had sex with a frog, and I'm his offspring." And so my name is Kermit Jagger. And so Mrs. Wax said, "Okay, all right. Okay, what is your collateral?" The frog was like, "Okay, let me see. All right, I got this." He pulls out and looks at it and gives it to a consultant, and the consultant looks at it and says, "This is a." The frog was like, "This is a pink elephant. I have a small little pink elephant." And he looks at it. She looks at it and says, "Okay, I'll be right back. I'm gonna talk to my manager." She leaves. Her name's Patty, Patty Whack. And she leaves, and she goes talks to her consultant, not consultant. She talks to her manager, and the manager. She says to the manager, "Can I? Can the, this frog came in, and can he use this as collateral? And what exactly is this?" So she gives it to the manager, and the manager looks at it. What is this? What is this? What is this? And he looks at it. Looks at it closely. It's a pink elephant. Looks at it closely while the consultant is standing in front of it and the frog is out there. And he looks at it and says, "Ugh. What is this? Ah! This is a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give that frog alone. His father's a Rolling Stone." A lot of moving parts in that one. But that one was one of the funny ones I saw. But I'll definitely knick-knack paddywhack. Give that frog alone. His father's a Rolling Stone. Ah, God, I love that. That was a good one. When I was not expecting that. I couldn't pull the pieces together. I wasn't expecting that, and that was pretty cool. Yeah, I'll definitely check out Norm McDonald on YouTube, and he is hilarious. And all he hasn't changed a bit. He hasn't changed a bit, and it's great. He's super hilarious. And I'll definitely go check him out. My headset got stuck, but I'll definitely go check him out. And I also watched It Comes at Night. Now, it comes. I don't want to do any spoilers for this, but It Comes at Night was a fantastic movie, in my opinion. A lot of people, it was ifs about it. A lot of people were kind of like, "I don't really know," or "I just hate it, plain out hate it." But the ending is very depressing. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it's like apocalypse. I'm going to say a little bit more about it. Excuse me. But it's an apocalypse. Let's drink some water so I can speak. Apocalyptic. That's much better. Wow, this water actually does help. Apocalyptic movie, and it's based in the woods, and it's in a house. It's not a cabin in the woods, and it's with a family, and they're trying to fight to survive in this apocalyptic world they live in. And there's a lot of twists and turns, and a lot of weird stuff that actually does happen in the movie, and the ending is very depressing. But I'll definitely go check it out. But it wasn't the movie that I want to talk about. It was the experience getting to the movie. So nobody wanted to watch this movie with me. It was like 10:45 it started, 10:45 p.m. And it was late at night, and nobody wanted to watch it with me. I wanted to go to a movies because I was like, I need to do something other than keep moving stuff, moving stuff, moving. I need to take a break. And I took that break. I was like, I'm going to watch this movie. I told my brother today I went to go watch this movie. He called me a creep watching this movie by myself. I was like, screw it. I'm going to watch this movie. I don't like spending that much money on stuff. I like saving my money, especially for college and future use. But I'll definitely spend it when I want to spend it, and when I know it'll actually be useful for me. I decided to say screw it. I paid for two Uber drives, Uber drive, Uber. Uber drivers back and forth. I paid for the movie. I got a student discount thanks to Radford University. Thank you. My $10 ticket turned out to be $8.69, which is incredible. Thank you for that. And I paid for the extra dinner I had. I ordered a cheeseburger with water because freaking water is $5 there. Jesus Christ, man. $5. I mean, $5 for a drink, not the water. Water is free. But $5 for a drink, man, that's crazy. But so the first Uber driver that I had, I looked at the picture and it looked like a freaking 12-year-old looked like a 12-year-old boy was picking me up. I was like, "What? Who is this?" And I pulled up and it was like, I don't know. It was like 10:15, 10:25-ish. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The Uber driver picked me up. I got in the car and it was like a 22-year-old woman. And I was like, "What?" We had a conversation about the movie and being an Uber driver because lots of people have conversations about Uber drivers. When you're having a conversation with an Uber driver, some of the only questions you can ask that Uber driver is, "So, why an Uber driver?" It's a common question, and Uber drivers need to be prepared for that. So, if you are an Uber driver listening, thank you for listening, and keep driving. Even though Uber driver is not doing that great right now, but you know, I don't know much about that. I just know they're not doing great. I heard it from the grapevine. But yeah, so she was fine. I gave her a 5-star rating. I think I've given everybody, well, this is the first, but I think I give everybody a 5-star rating, because I'm like, you know what, you deserve a 5-star rating, because I'm not gonna write a whole giant review about that Uber driver. Jeez, I'm not that bad. So I got to the movies safely, and I watched the movie, and it was great. I loved it, and 8.10. No, 8.10. What? 8 out of 10. And it's late, and I'm tired. You see these baggy eyes? Oh my God. Ugh. So I called an Uber driver to come pick me up, but it was like 12 something. Like, I wanted to go home, and I wanted to go to bed. I was great that I got to watch the movie, but it was time to go to bed. Everybody left. The movie theater was closing. There's people outside the movie theater working still. There's people outside in the movie theater working. And I got there and I called the Uber, and the Uber driver took like 30 minutes to pick me up, or maybe even 40, because of he was dropping off somebody else. I don't know why he picked me up. If there was an Uber driver nearby and he called in first, I was like, Jesus Christ. I don't know how I can change that, but I think they deduct money from me if I change it, but I'm not sure yet. I'm not an Uber specialist, but I do have ridden Ubers quite a bit. Maybe like 12 plus times, maybe. That's a weird number to say plus on, but this Uber driver pulled in because he couldn't find the movie theater apparently, and I was standing right in front of him waving him down. He couldn't see me at all, so he pulled into the restaurant next to us, and it's a dead end, and he pulled back out, and then he pulled back in because he got lost somehow, and then parked the car, and then pulled out, and then pulled back in, and then pulled out and pulled back in again and parked. And I don't know how he got lost. If you exit it and you take another turn instead of doing a U-turn, you eventually go into a new area. But I don't understand. I do not understand. But he eventually picked me up, and as we were leaving the theater, he was going, and he took a right into an intersection, and we're taking a left at the intersection. And so we're waiting. There's no cars because it's dark road, me and a Uber driver. He had some good music, and he there was a medium dividing six lanes. Oncoming traffic on the left side and forward traffic on the right side, and he pulls in, he takes a left into the oncoming traffic. he turns in to oncoming traffic. Apparently he hasn't been in that area before, I'm guessing, but maybe it was just late at night too for him. I don't know, but he pulls into oncoming traffic, and I was like, what? I was in the car, like, what? What am I gonna do? I don't know. And he's like, "Oops, oh, I'm sorry, man." And then he starts backing out. He doesn't do a U-turn. He just backs. He backs out. Of the oncoming traffic lane. Luckily, there's no traffic coming towards us. Because I was like, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be here making this podcast. Thank you for noticing that you were going in oncoming traffic, guy. But we eventually get home safe, and everything turns out fine. I gave him a 5-star rating and $1 for his... Should have asked him for $1, but I gave him $1 tip just because I'm nice like that. But that was a funny Uber driver experience, and... I definitely will remember that. Definitely, I like those moments where you can just, you do something and you realize in that moment, you will remember it. And a moment like that, you'll definitely remember. There's those odd moments in life where you just remember, the randomest things. And that will be definitely one. I have a huge memory, but I just can't remember names. I'm terrible with names. I feel like I have to do like a vocabulary game with me, but with names. But I digress. Reading Twitter feeds about news and video games and stuff. I'll probably get a book next week for you guys. but yeah, Twitter feeds. I had to put something down. I was like, yeah, Twitter feeds. But what am I listening to? My Spotify playlist. The Songs You Wish You Wrote. And other podcasts. But not as much as The Songs You Wish You Wrote. Which is my personal Spotify playlist. Which is public. And you guys should follow it and listen to it. It's like an 80s mix, 70s mix of music. With other music that I do like. That are kind of revolved around that. And Spotify does an amazing job of like... ordering the tracks and recognizing that this song should go after this. When you shuffle it, it's really great at shuffling. Like, Spotify is amazing at shuffling music, and when this song ends, it feels like it immediately picks back up. And I don't know if you guys knew that about Spotify, but I feel like Spotify does that, and they do it well. But yeah, that's what I'm listening to, and so I hope you guys enjoyed the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. This is episode 3 of it. Oh my god, 3 episodes. Jesus Christ, that's how much Spotify will only allow you to have until you have to pay for the rest. But I hope I'll be up next week, and hopefully I don't have to delete a podcast to put another one on. But we'll definitely see about that. So, again, this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I post an MP3 on Spotify, and it also goes on iTunes and other podcasting apps on SoundCloud. Not Spotify, sorry about that. SoundCloud. At soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. And a video, you can also download it on SoundCloud, and you know how that works. And a video on YouTube, on youtube.com/C, and then /Dylan Lepore. And if you want to throw me a couple bucks, feel free to go on youtube.streamlabs.com/Dylan Lepore to donate me a couple bucks and help me along and give me a reason to keep doing this. Even though that's not my reason, you know what I mean. I just need a little push to help me keep doing this. give me a reason. Oh god, guys, it's been a long night, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video, MP3 podcast. It's going to be fun doing this until I decide to stop it, but I hope you guys enjoy this, and I love doing it. I just hopefully I'm prepared and keep writing those notes down, and hopefully this journalism thing works out, and I hope you guys have a great morning this Monday morning PlayStation podcast. Yeah, so this is Dylan Lopore signing off. Bye.